Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'm Tyrus.
I'm Ainsley Earhart.
I'm Trey Gowdy, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Friday, February 2nd, 2024. I'm Evan Brown. The jobs report is out. Some say it bodes well as employment levels ticked up. Or did they? And what if you feel like you still can't afford the things you once did? Is the economy really better?
It's patently absurd. And to think that, oh, yay, inflation is coming down. Okay, well, maybe the rate of inflation is coming down, but prices most certainly have not.
This is the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This morning's monthly jobs report is getting a lot of high praise, with analysts saying more jobs were created than expected in January. The U.S. Department of Labor says more than 350,000 jobs were created, and unemployment held steady at 3.7%. The business services sector are where most of those jobs came from, along with healthcare. But as you begin to break out numbers, you also see there have been job losses and more part-time employment. And whether or not it leads to the Federal Reserve cutting interest rates, sending a reduction of inflation, is still anyone's guess. And there are plenty of people making guesses.
The monthly Brady Bunch boxes where they bring everybody on to discuss the jobs reports. And I've quite frankly, I've come to this point in time, it's a waste of time.
Chris Markowski is a financial analyst and host of the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast.
Best word, I guess, you can describe this nonsense is, you want a Donnie Brasco. It's a fugazi. There's no way that this is based in any sort of reality whatsoever. And that continues to be the case month after month. Again, everybody, it's a news event. Everybody pays attention to it, but it's perpetually inaccurate and wrong, which again makes it a complete waste of time as far as I'm concerned. Anybody with half a brain knows that these numbers are not right. You can take a look at the long list of layoffs that have been coming down the pike from a myriad of different companies there. You can talk to kids right now that are graduating, that are seniors in college, that are looking for jobs and the difficulties they have, or the juniors in college and the difficulties they have even finding internships at this point in time. To actually, lay this any credence is again, it's nuts to me. But again, I think that people can be their own do-it-yourself economists much better than the wizards of smart that they continue to parade on TV that perpetually get it wrong, whether it be when it comes to inflation is transitory or that, wow, look at us. The jobs numbers are fantastic.
Let's talk about why you say that these numbers are wrong or false or unreliable. What are the couple things that kind of glare out at you when you
well, the way that they go about putting these numbers together and the math and seasonal adjustments and how they go about doing it, it's funky math. Remember back when you were like in third grade or even high school and they're like, you had to show your work in math class. Show us your work with this. Because there's magical algorithms are put in here that just don't make any sense. Okay, we have 353,000 jobs, right?
Right.
But an overall drop in employment of 31,000. How does that compute?
How does that compute? Because I think that would be my question, too. I mean, what are they saying? And even if you're not buying it, what are they saying?
Well, they're not saying anything. Yeah. They again, it's like most government numbers and stuff they throw out you. They throw it out you there and we're supposed to nod our heads and say, yes, this is accurate. This is correct. We're supposed to believe everything that they tell us. And again, we forget you know, the perpetual revisions when it comes to these numbers. And again, we can see for ourselves. You can see for yourselves what's happening in this country. Yeah. You can take a look at the layoffs that have been announced. You also take a look at some more, you know, this is me quickly looking at some of these things here. Full-time jobs actually declined by 63,000. Part-time jobs surged by 96,000. Does that, that's showing signs of a real vibrant overall jobs market. Even that you take a look at the wages, you got the jump in wages. They're saying the average hourly earnings increased 0.6% from December and double the 0.3% estimated increase, rising 4.5% year over year. But if you take a look at average hourly the hours worked by people, which is down to 34.1 hours and a half an hour over the course of a year, you're actually making less. So this is some of the numbers that they go messing around with here, that again, if you actually take a little deeper of a dive into it, you can actually see what's going on. But again, my knee-jerk reaction as soon as I saw this number was to laugh, because it's not based in any sort of reality. The labor market is shrinking, but I think it's not conspiratorial. I think this happens during election years, quite frankly, no matter who's in office. They never like to really, you know, dive too deep into any sort of negative economic numbers.
Right. These numbers are kind of viewed at the same time as, you know, what will the Federal Reserve do? Will they cut interest rates? Will they do they think inflation has cooled enough? You bring up that in this report that individual earnings are up, but does that outpace the inflation yet? I mean, that's sort of the thing. I mean, if you're getting a raise, that's not as much of a raise to cover the cost of gas and milk and eggs and your mortgage and your home insurance or whatever else. Did you really get a raise, right? Did the tree, you know, did the tree make a sound when it fell in the forest or whatever? So
you can actually go to the Bureau of Labor Statistics website, and they have a calculator there, a CPI calculator, and you can put in a dollar, go back to January 2020 and, you know, have it, you know, to, you know, where we're at today. You know, in January, I don't even know if they have January's numbers up, or it'll be December 2019 to December 2023. You've lost 20% of your buying power.
Yeah.
So unless over that period of time you've gotten at least a 20% bump up in your wages, you're going backwards. And if you're staying the same, well, congratulations, you're on a treadmill. But that's the reality, is that, you know, inflation, the rate of inflation has come down. We still have inflation. It's not like we've had deflation. And the things that I've always focused on, this has always been, in my opinion, what's truly important.
Right.
Government, Fed, they can talk over various different numbers and durable goods and all this, but it's the things that people need to survive on every single day that continue to hammer them. And yeah, groceries, cost of living, heat, electricity, fuel, polls, coffee. Any of those things going down? Not really. People are getting whacked upside the head on the everyday items, if you will, the bare necessities of life.
We are speaking with Chris Markowski. He is the host of the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast, as he gives us his analysis of the jobs report and everything it means and doesn't mean on the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition. We'll have more straight ahead.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
And I think that's where the frustration comes from. You can have all these numbers that we've been talking about and people can spin them this way or that way, but then there's the personal reality that everyone experiences. And if you go to the pump and that price shot up 10 cents a gallon overnight, that hurts you. I mean, you think, what's a dime these days? But a dime is a dime, and it adds up to other dimes. I mean, so that's a real disconnect. And I think that drives general frustration, doesn't it?
again, but the, you know, the powers that be out there are telling us that it's, you know, we're hung over from COVID, and that's why people are not so excited about the economy and what's going on. And it's to me, that's, you know, it insults one's intelligence when you lose that amount of buying power over just the past few years. I mean, that's a big hit for many families out there. It really is. And again, we all see it. We see what we're paying at the grocery store. We see what we have to pay for tolls. We have to see what we're paying for electricity, for heat, for housing, what a new car costs. And it's patently absurd. And to think that, oh, yay, inflation is coming down. Okay, well, maybe the rate of inflation is coming down, but prices most certainly have not.
So how does this get fixed? I mean, this ultimately, I think, is policy. I mean, you know, do we need entrepreneurs to take risks? I think yes, but I think they still have been taking risks. There's policy that is not allowing this to open up and kind of correct itself. Would I be wrong in saying that?
It doesn't matter whether it's a donkey or an elephant, you know, they're just going to spend more at this point in time. We haven't, you know, put people into positions of power, you know, that are willing to make the necessary changes and the necessary austerity measures that we need as a nation to get us on sound footing. You got the two leading candidates, Joe Biden and Donald Trump, that are pretending that there's no entitlement crisis. Nothing to see here. No, we don't have a problem with Social Security. We don't have a problem with Medicare. None of these things. You just had, the supposed conservative MAGA House of Representatives pass a new tax bill where they're basically expanding welfare with the child tax credit. Now, you can't even call it a tax credit because it's not. These, you know, this is going to people that don't pay any taxes at all. It's welfare. You're handing out more money. You're cutting people more checks. So, you know, as far as getting spending in line is concerned, few and far between people that actually want to do what's necessary to get our country's finances on solid footing. We're going to be spending more than $1 trillion a year sooner rather than later on interest payments, which is akin to flushing money down the toilet. And that'll clog a toilet. That's for sure. $1 trillion.
Sounds like it'd be a big one. Chris Markowski, host of the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast. Thank you so much for being with us on the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition.
Pleasure.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. And now, stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen ad-free on Fox News Podcasts Plus on Apple Podcasts. And Prime members can listen to the show ad-free on Amazon Music. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. In these ever-changing times, you can rely on Fox News for hourly updates for the very latest news and information on your time. Listen and download now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.